Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 26, 2016. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we look at calls by a High Court judge for the government to set up a sex offenders register as a way of combating sexual abuse of children.
Let's get talking as usual on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. We are also on Twitter on the handle at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
If you want to contribute live on air, you can give us a call at the following number. That's 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we will call you back.
And as usual, every single day, we are streaming live on the internet. So if you want to check us out online, head over to voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and last but not least, voashona.com.
Children's rights advocates have applauded calls by Bulawayo High Court Judge Justice Martin Makonese for the government to set up a register for people convicted of sex offences against children and mental patients. Makonese made the call yesterday while opening the Gweru High Court Circuit, according to the Bulawayo Chronicle newspaper.
Justice Makonese said, quote, "All offenders and sexual predators must be brought to book. I propose that a national database be created for all persons convicted of child sexual abuse for the purposes of monitoring sexual vultures who tend to reoffend once released from prison," end quote. While Justice Makonese is attracting admiration, some say they do not see the efficiency of his proposal. So what do you think? Let's get talking live on The Connection this evening.
Indeed, Ms. T, let's get talking. Lichona njani emakhaya ikudibana lamhlanje nje kungolwesibili kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lapho sikhanyela khona lamhlanje amazwi ethulwe ngumahluli wedale le-High Court kobulawayo uJustice Martin Makonese, yena othe izolo oxwayise uhulumende ukubana kumele aphume loluhlu oluza kuba lamabizo abo bonke ababe bebotshiwe batholakala belamacala okudlwengula, ikakhulu abantwana. Uthi lokhu kuzaphathisa ikakhulu kuthini ekwenqabeleni amacala afanayo, njalo kuzaphathisa le kuthini amapholisa azaba selolwazi selamabizo abo bonke abadlwenguli, ukubana nxa kuthe kwenzakala esigabeni amapholisa abe elakho ukubana aqalisela ngapi. Va tereri kusangana uku muchirongwa cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection. Nasi nemso echipiri tiri kutarisa mashoko aka taurwa nemutongi wedare re High Court kubulawayo nezuro va Justice Martin Makonese, avo vanoti munyika munofanirwa kuitwa gwaro revanhu vese vanenge vawanikwa vaine mhosva yekubhinya. Vanoti izvi zvichabatsira pakuti mapurisa kana pane apara mhosva agone kutsvaga achiziva pekutangira kuti anenge aita nyaya iyi ndiani, uyezve vamakonese vanoti izvi zvichabatsira veruzhinji nekuti vanenge vakuziva kuti ningi anobhinya akambowanikwa aine mhosva iyi. Saka ndo nyaya iri mugango iyi. Ngati kurukurei zvikuru sei vechidiki, chirongwa ndechenyu.
Thank you, then, Ntunga. And now, before we get to our guest, let's first, Ntunga, give our listeners an understanding of what exactly a sexual offender registry is. The sexual offender registry is a system various countries have designed to allow government authorities to keep track of the residence and activities of sex offenders, including those who have completed their criminal sentences. In some jurisdictions, for example, in the United States, where the sex offender registry began, registration is accompanied by residential addresses, which notifies a national system. They're also able to find out where people live and where they live close to. So if someone lives next to a school, someone lives next to a daycare, they must present that information. And now there are countries such as United States, South Africa, Britain, who have implored this registry. But United States is the only country where you can actually publicly find out who is on the registry. The other countries only allow law enforcement and people who work with children to be able to see who is on this list.
And just to add on to that, just before coming on to the show, I went online, I put my zip code, and I checked how many sex offenders are there in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I found 20 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Their addresses, their faces. It's all there.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, but it's helpful.
Exactly. And I also did also do a search on my zip code or my area, and I had 25 people in my area. And I have a couple of schools around there, so it's very interesting how that works out. But I think we have our first guest on the line.
So I'm in less danger than you are, right?
I think so.
I have 20 of these, you know, chaps in my neighborhood.
I
and
have
you have 25.
Yes,
oh, my
yes.
God. Anyway, we have our first guest, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, Member of Parliament for Bulawayo East. And she is not a stranger to this topic. She has raised it many times in Parliament. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, Tunga, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Many people may want to understand, Honorable Kumalo, like I said, you have raised the need for a sex offenders register in Parliament many times. Why is it so important?
The sex offenders register is very important, especially when we are all clamoring to protect the girl child. It is important in a way that these children are unable to identify the perpetrators. When DNA testing has been done, it becomes easier for the police to go and check in the database if that person's DNA is there, and it's easier for them to arrest him because they already have their details. Currently, these kids are raped, and DNA testing is done, semen is taken from them, and the next thing, that's it. The offender is roaming the street and raping other kids. So I think it's absolutely critical for Zimbabwe to have this database. I mean, the world over, like now, you were just discussing to say you have 20 offenders, she has 25. So can you imagine, I could be sitting in my area, I have no clue how many offenders that we have, and that same offender could be already raping our kids in the community, and there's nothing we can do because we have no evidence to following up or pick him up.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo, we understand that in the 2011 or 2010, there was a fund that was set up in order to create this register where the Parliamentary Committee on Women, Youth and Gender were given about $5 million to make available be able to do the fingerprint automation and then generating the police database. Do you know anything about that and what has happened since then?
The sad thing about Zimbabwe and the so-called ZANU-PF government is that whenever you raise an issue that is very thorny and community resonates with that issue, they always come up with a solution, which solution they don't implement. If at all that money went there, as we speak now, we haven't had any evidence pertaining to them coming up with that database. And a good example is the case that took place at Western Common Age, where this girl was raped. Surely, if that system was up and running, we should have had some form of defense to prove that they have checked from this database. So by the looks of things, all what they did was they do the talking, but they don't do the walking. So we haven't had any access of that information.
Siyabonga Makhumalo Qhubeka ubambile ecingweni. We have our second guest, Jimmy Wilford, of director of the organization. Say what? Mkoma Jimmy Ndepe. Zirufamba Sterek. Mapina mchirongo atambo kurukura earlier mchiti imimi. Hamuoni kuti register ii. Ichabatsira sei. Asi Honorable Khumalo vamboedza kutsanangura. Munga nyatso taura madautse enyu kuti muri kupokana nazvo papi?
Pandiri kupokana napo ndepekuti we need to look at the problem that we want to solve. I think sometimes our problem definition can result in us failing to really come up with a better solution to anything that we might want to address within our society. So if the problem is to do with the reducing emarate within our community, we need also to look at it holistically and find ways of really addressing this problem. I tried now to look for the article that was quoting the judge, what the judge really said. I must say, I did not really read the whole text of the judge's speech, but I just read only an article from one of the newspapers, which I'm sure you are giving reference to. In the spirit of what the judge was saying, Judge Makone, in the article that I read, I agree with what you are saying, to say after a person has served his or her sentence, we are supposed to also track these people in a way that is within the confinement of the law. We track this particular person, try to monitor them, such that we try to also avoid the same people recommitting the same crime. So what I'm simply saying, my doubt has been around just coming up with a list of people who are said to be rapists. For instance, one might assume that you are popular in Zimbabwe, no? But you can go into a shopping mall and no one will notice you and greet you. So the same can happen with a perpetrator. We might not know these perpetrators. We might just read about their names, right? If you see a picture, this which might be there. But surely, when that person is in another city, another country, we must not be able to notice that person and be able to link the person with the warning that might have been shared by the police. So my emphasis has been and is around the judges themselves, making sure that there is stiffer penalties for people that are going to commit rape, and making sure that they work closely with maybe the Zimbabwe prison services, such that those who are sent to prison, they are supposed to serve their sentence. Imagine somebody has been sentenced for 12 years, and after about 1 month or 2 months, that person is free and is within our community. It's something that we need to deal with as a community in this regard.
Tinotenda mukoma Jimmy Rambai makabata. Makhumalo Sipenduke kuwe. Ungati aba dlwengulayo bathola izigwebo ezibafaneleyo na emthethweni ndaba lapha.
Before I respond, ingaphe ndombuza mfuna urisponda kuJimmy.
Kubeka.
I don't know. To me, Comrade Jimmy, you sound to be contradicting yourself. You are saying these rapists must get stiffer penalties where they go to jail, whatever years they are given. But we are talking of people who are doing this because it's part of their DNA. I would have understood you if you had said there is a need for the perpetrators of rape, these pedophiles, to also get help. But what we are saying is that it is absolutely critical somebody is found beyond any reasonable doubt that he has raped, and there is evidence beyond any reasonable doubt that he has raped, and then he is sentenced to about 40 years in jail, all what we are saying is that person's name must go into a database. And the purpose of that database is just in case, like you said, somebody sentenced 40 years and is released after 2 months. That same person is then released. He's going to commit, if he happens to commit the same crime, it becomes easier for us to know who committed the crime, especially when the victim cannot identify that particular person. By taking his DNA into the database and comparing it, if it confirms, then that person is what is going to be arrested, because we now have their details and we can easily track them. It becomes safer for us because we now know. Coming to the question, umbuzo wakho buti, inkinga ekhona kuleli lizwe ngeyokuthi umuntu uyadlwengula umntwana. Ngizakunika umzekeliso lwane engawuhlabela umkhosi eParliament lapho kwakuthiwa umntwana oleminyaka engamashumi amabili udlwengule, kwathiwa umama udlwengula ukuze amele ayesebenza i-community service esiyasebenza esikolo. So kuleli lizwe inkomo ungayintshontsha i-15 years, kodwa umntwana angadlengula umuntu uyahambe esebenza esikolo. Esikufunayo ukuthi kube lo mthetho ocacile, ngoba ukhanyazana i-sentence ye-rape ivele kayicacanga. So bangacacisa khonapho ukuthi kube le mandatory sentence ukuthi nxa udlwengule umntwana ube kwazi ukuthi ufuna ungafuna uyejele kweminyaka engaka. Singenza njalo kuzaba lula, kodwa kakutsho ukuthi bona laba abantu abadlwengulayo even angaze ahambe ejele kweminyaka elitshumi uzaphuma uzadlwengula, ngoba kukhanya ngumkhuhlane walowo muntu ohambe edlwengula abantu. Usekukhona ukuthi uhulumende kumele abone ukuthi khona wenzani ukuthi lo uma dlwengula ancediswe ayekele ukudlengula ngokufundiswa ungokwelatshwa.
Ingqobikini Makhumalo yini elisungula imithetho okhulumile uMahluli, kuyini eliza kwenza ngalolu daba?
UMahluli ukhulumile sibili, singakhangela futhi uMahluli kwakhuluma uMahluli uMalaba edabeni labantwana laba abendiswayo besesebancane. Inkinga esilayo njengabameli bePhalamende ngeyokuthi uMinister uChombo wahamba wayasibophisa emakhothi ukuthi abameli bePhalamende ama-backbenchers asiselalungelo elokumuva esithi yona i-private members bill. I-private members bill lilungelo likameli wePhalamende ukuthi athathe umthetho angenise ibhili elikhuluma ngokutshintsha umthetho kumbe ngokwenza umthetho. So inkinga esesilayo sokuzamele simelele uMinister weJustice ozaba nguye ozabeya le bhili lona leli elikhuluma ngodaba lona lelo elama-pedophiles ukuthi lungene ePhalamende bese selicubungula. So okwakhathesi sizathandaza ukuthi uzabuya lalo, ngoba sihlezi kunjenje i-judgment yakhona ekaTshombo lathi ilokhu ingafezwa. So kasikwazi ukuthi lokhu sisavunyelwa kumbe asisavunyelwa.
Thank you there, Honorable. Just hold on the line. Ntunga, we are now joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Alphys Shangwa, who is with the Defense for Children International Zimbabwe. Mkoma Alphys, thank you for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much. How are you?
We are doing well. Let's just get you off. Let's talk about this question of a registry for sexual offenders. As someone who works for the Defense of Children, do you think this is something that would assist Zimbabwe in dealing with the issue of sexual crimes against young children and also those with mental disabilities?
Yes, I think it's something that can be able to help Zimbabwe, like I said, partially, because there is a need for so much to be done so that at least we are able to address the situation. But this is the right move from the judiciary. It is something that should have been done so many years ago, because we have countries like South Africa which already have something in place. But right now we have so many people who are working in the education sector and other sectors of the economy who are offenders, and they are working with children every day. And at the end of the day, we see so many cases of children being sexually abused because those people are employed and there is no background check on what they have been doing in the past. some would be offenders who are who have been into sexual abuse for quite a long time, but they kept on going around the country and getting employed in so many sectors and coming back to the same offense.
Asi panenguwa mkoma elfa sinyaya ichi taurwa nezwa yo. Asi apana chaiti kachabuda apana. Saka kuona kuti mashoko ataurwa na Justice Makonese anozadzikiswa. Panofanirwa kuitwa sei apane ruchinji rweZimbabwe pamwe chete nenengo dzedare reparamende.
Inoirana neni kuti zvaanenguva zvichitaurwa pasina chinoitwa ndo kaitiro kake zvinhu zvedu zvemuZimbabwe. Tinokwanisa kuronga kana kutaura nguva zhinji, asi kuzadzwa kwezvimwe izvizvi hazvinotora nguva. Chinhu chandirofunga kuti chinofanira kunge chichiitwa izvinhu izvi, inini ndinonyanya kufunga kuti nyaya iyi inofanira kutangira kubva munhu achiri mumba musha maanoberekerwa. Because kuti munhu azonobhinya mumwe munhu kana anobhinya mwana, zvabva patsika dzaadzidziswa varungu vanotiwo tine shoko rinotaurwa pashona rinonzi mbudzi kudya mufenzi yakufanana nyina. Munhu kuti ange achinoita musikanzi wekunze kuenda ndounge mumba musina mutemo. Kana mai nababa vakakudzidzisa kuti fanga uchiremekedza mwanasikana, mwana wesikana wese waunoona kunze sehanzvadzi yako, handifunga kuti ungashingirire pakunobhinya mwana. Saka chekutanga kuchinja maitiro evanhu, kufunga kwevanhu, pfungwa dzevanhu mucommunity, kutaura nevanhu vari mukomiti vanzwisise kukosha kwemwanasikana ari pedyo naye, kukosha kweupenyu huri pedyo naye, kuti azive kuti mwanasikana ane role yekutamba mukati meupenyu hwenyika inokuti nyika ive inofamba zvakanaka. Tozodzoka hedu tototanga kuita rejista ratingaiti, asi tine vanhu vadzidziswa mararamiro, vanhu vadzidziswa unhu hwakanaka, vanhu vakwanisa kunge vachiratidzwa kukosha kweupenyu hwemunhu. Nekuti chiri uripo ndechekuti munhu anobhinya akangofanana nemunhu ari kuuraya, nekuti munhu waari kunobhinya ye upenyu hwese azondove neupenyu hwakanaka, achangova neupenyu hunenge hwakaoma nguva dzi.
Tinotenda mukoma Alphys. I will come back to you, Jimmy. Looking at what Alphys was just saying, there's also the issue that a lot of times the perpetrators of sexual violence or sexual crimes against children or even women are usually family members or relatives. That's been an issue where people are saying that, advocates are saying that families will then fail to report these crimes. What can be done on that front when we look at, these statistics that say that a lot of times it's those closest to you who are committing some of these crimes?
About civic education and conscientization within our society, so that, we don't go to the extent of protecting perpetrators of such kind of crimes. I agree with you that sometimes we do really protect the same offenders, same perpetrators within our society, one way or the other. And also, for instance, going back again to the judge's statement, for instance, right now, when somebody is looking for employment, you are supposed to go through the police clearance. But if you had looked closely, how the police clearance is done in a very dubious way. And somebody has so many crimes that you end up even getting a very clean police clearance. She said, no, he never even committed any crime. But if we are now to strengthen all our system, our justice system, our policing system, if we strengthen that, in a way, we are also, in a way, protecting our children from the would-be perpetrators. I agree with what you were saying, to say that somebody who once raped a minor can be found maybe within a teaching field, going to a teacher's college and eventually graduating to become a teacher. Why is that allowed? It's simply because our system is flawed somewhere. So there is need, again, even for the judges, instead of really, we can talk about coming up with that particular list. But there is more to it than just coming up with a list, a list if we really want to address the problems that the minors are facing in regards to sexual abuse.
Thank you there, Mkoma Jimmy. We had an opportunity to talk earlier at Atenda with a former Miss Majome. Was she the you know, justice minister at some point during the GNU. We had a chance to speak with her earlier, and of course you did. And you know, Ms. Majome is a lawyer, and she's a very popular women's rights advocate. Let's hear what she had to say.
In 2012, the government of Zimbabwe made a lot of effort, and I'm sure also spent a lot of money. That was also came from the United Nations Population Fund called the UNFPA to devise a brilliant, brilliant plan, like strategy called the National Gender-Based Violence Strategy of 2012 to 2015. That has four key result areas, namely the protection of people from that. Secondly, the provision of services of survivors of gender-based violence. Thirdly, research and monitoring and evaluation and data gathering. And the fourth one is the coordination of efforts. So this gender-based violence strategy has actually expired last year, but with not a single drop of ink for an action plan that was meant to implement it. If, like you, like I am saying, that if the government had implemented this strategy, the Honorable Justice Makonise, I'm sure, would not need to be calling for that database today, because that database would be clearly like a central component of the research and data gathering and monitoring evaluation key result area. It's the knowledge management around gender-based violence. Those who are experts at management of issues say you cannot know, you cannot manage something that you don't know. So if you know who it is in your country who is a pedophile or somebody who beats up their wife, if you have a database that's really central, you will know. And if you know how many there are, how often it happens, you'll be able to deal with it and catch those who do it and so on. But the government simply hasn't done so, and even the coordination issue. And it's a shame that the strategy has actually expired before there's an action plan. It's like everything's a talk shop. And so I moved a motion in Parliament about 2 years ago to push the government to hurry up and devise an action plan together with stakeholders of how to implement this very important document. It's a, they did a tremendous amount of work. I mean, it's a brilliant document, but if they were to do only just 20% of it, they would be somewhere, because it aims even to reduce gender-based violence by 20% by 2015. But because they haven't even done anything in terms of an action plan, I'm sure they can't even measure whether they've reduced it at all by 5%, 10%. They just don't know. They're just not responsible. Their priorities are totally wrong. And they are doing, you know, injustice to the victims of sexual and gender-based violence, such as women and girls and men also.
That there was MP, Honorable Jesse Majome of Harare West, talking about the strategy against gender-based violence, which was proposed in 2011, was supposed to be set for 2012 to 2015, but according to her, is yet to even be implemented at any level.
Indeed. Makumalo uzile kuluma lapha Honorable Majome. Uchikuti lingabambisana labo Majome, labo Nkosikazi Misaira Mgwimushonga kungalehlula yini ukubamba uhulumende ngamandla edalele parliamente lenze umthetho oza kwenza kusungulwe li-register.
Hayi, singabambisana sobathathu, akulanto ehlulayo. Ngingakhuluma phambilini ukuthi sabambisana sobathathu ngendaba yabantwana abadlwangulayo, abadlwangulwayo senza umsindo. Yikho ababuya lani le document le the national gender document besenzela ukuthi bazame ukuthi babhule umlilo. So kuphumile sobala ukuthi ukuchinga kwethu esakwenzayo babhule umlilo, besenzela ukuthi nasithembe ukuthi kulento eyenziwayo khona kungelalutho. Kodwa sesilombono ukuthi hayi akulanto abayenzileyo, sesihamba la idokhumenti le sizokuthana sivule ephalamenti ukuthi sibuze uminisi kanti le kwenziwa idokhumenti le bekumele lifezwe, yini ndaba lingafezwanga. Kodwa okunye
makhunga ubamba umlomo khonapho, isikhathi sethu esehlandla la kuqala sesiwe ngumangoye, so kumele sehlukane labalaleli beradio. Kodwa lingayikatshana Makhumalo mkoma Wilford na mkoma Elfas. We'll be right back, but to our radio listeners, it's good night.